Albo, the commandant, man. Oh. All right, I need Goofy. Well done.
How
are you, buddy?
I'm fine. You know, I have to bring down my level of English.
Why?
To do this show. No, because I want us
to... Oh, my God, did you order something? Yes, thank you. Look at that.
I even bring my own pepper.
This? No way.
Of course. So I always bring my own pepper. always.
Man. Amazing, because this is the concept. Because I don't have budget, someday everybody's gonna eat, you know. It's not just coffee.
And also, I brought you some stuff for you because you're a friend of mine. I know you like nuts. I brought you these nuts,
these nuts. Wow, man. So, listen, welcome to No BS with SB.
Yes. Do you mind if I...
No, don't. You can eat. It's going to be spicy, I think.
It's all, yes, because...
Oh, you like spicy for
Asians,
real?
Asians, we always eat spicy, my friend.
Oh, yeah. So, listen, I saw you at the ethnic show for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what you told me?
What I said?
About me?
I was drunk.
Oh, you were drunk?
I was drunk. What did I say?
You said... Don't stop doing French comedy.
Yeah. I told you that. Stop doing French comedy. You're. I like your. I mean, the French guy that's trying to speak English that doesn't speak it too well, but that is completely assumes it.
Yes.
That's the part that I like. So go on, man. So
bring a bottle of water if you want it.
Yeah. No beer.
No beer for today. I know you want to drink beer. We're gonna have coffee later.
Coffee with a little bit of
Baileys.
No, okay.
No, but you can eat.
It's okay. Sorry for the podcast.
No, don't be sorry, man. The I'm so pumped you're here because you're very funny, man. And I want to show to the people who you are. Why you choose to have a nickname like Goofy? Well done. Where's Goofy Well Done's from?
Now it's gonna be serious, so.
Oh.
I'm gonna put my serious.
Serious glass, guys.
It's about to get serious.
I told you guys it's funny.
Okay. Okay. At first, my friends, they started to call me Goofy. Okay. I hated it. I didn't want to have nothing to do with it, but they started to introduce me to many people like that. And my first show that I did, I step on stage and people start, Goofy! So I could never really get rid of it.
Okay, but why do you remember why they call you Goofy?
I guess because I'm the more serious one of the gang, you know.
Because
I'm the more responsible of the gang. I was the more, you know.
It's not maladroit, Goofy? In English?
What is
maladroit in English?
Maladroit.
Like you always make mistake, you know? Goofy?
Yes, but I have a goofy kind of personality, obviously, right, in the real life, so
okay.
I have...
No, maybe, okay, so... So, they call you Goofy, but...
Maladroit, no. More like a goofy personality, right? I'm all joking around, messing around, so...
You're not lefty.
Not lefty. Not more, like, more like... Goofy,
yeah.
Then the one, someone that is not agile, right?
Okay.
So,
and because why you didn't like it when they called you that at the time?
Well, there is a. It depends how you take it, but there is a.
You didn't like it.
No, there is some sort of negativity when you call someone goofy, right?
Exactly.
So, at first, people started to call me that as a nickname. But where I really like went with it is after a while I started to do many shows, right? People started to hire me a lot more to do shows and events. So it was Goofy. Then someone asked me to write in a magazine.
No way.
So I started to write for 15 years. I wrote like articles.
No way.
Mostly about hip hop, R&B, local stuff, local scene. And I signed Goofy Well Done. Right?
So let's exactly. So Well Done. Where the Well Done arrived?
The Well Done is the name of the guys that we were hanging around when I was about 18, right, after high school. We were called, like, the Well Dones, right? It was like a crew of, I think we were like 8 or 9, and and we used to dress. So they, when we used to arrive somewhere, they used to say, "Oh, that's the well done guys," right? So they, one of them named me Goofy, and then the well done just followed, and I just kept it and ran with it. The other guys, I mean, they went on. Everyone went on with their life. I just kept the name and went on with it because I started to host shows. And I'm talking about 20 years ago. Right?
I know. So for the last 20 years, everybody called you Goofy Well Done.
Yes, because everyone that sees me, usually they either see me on a stage,
yeah,
or they see me at an event where I'm hosting. They see
or on the television,
on TV.
Yeah, on TV. Or, did you call yourself Goofy in the?
Yes, on TV as well.
Me, it's like Baldy.
Yeah.
It's Goofy. You know what I mean?
He's Goofy
because you have a beautiful name. Tell your name.
My real name is Darlef Cazeneuve.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's like a creator of mode of designer. It's I have a designer name.
Well,
and you have a design. What is sue me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your personage.
I try.
You know? Do you know that? Because you remember when we bombed at the Grumpy's together?
What?
I said, why you put all this stuff? You know, you're so funny. You know, you're amazing. You know, and I said, do you hide behind your personage because the personage it's so strong now in your life?
No, it's not hide. I don't find it as hiding. It's just, I think, especially with the black people, right?
Okay.
We like to dress up. We like to,
yeah,
you know, not necessarily shine or bling, but yes, we like to maybe
make
an effort, a little bit of an effort.
You have rings?
No, I don't, no more, not anymore. I don't think it's cool anymore.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I used to.
I have rings before.
So we like to, as opposed to like Caucasians, they just put a t-shirt and a pair of jeans and they're good, right? They're good to go. So it's not like hiding behind. I guess it's just maybe, maybe cultural.
Black people have style.
I'm not saying all that, but I mean, maybe because...
You like to have style.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
No, you're right. We don't have taste, French Canadian.
I'm not saying that.
No?
Not saying all that.
Caucasian? No. Caucasian?
No, I'm not saying
all that. You said Caucasian like t-shirt.
Well, if you go into a comedy show, you know, you literally see it.
You talk about in the world of comedy.
In the world in general.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't have style.
I'm not saying all
you
that.
You just say that.
No, I'm not saying that.
You said t-shirt.
Like, Versace is very white.
Yeah? Yeah, okay, but it's one. It's only one. But, so, listen, because when we talk on the phone, you said put Goofy, you know? Because on the poster, on your beautiful... Do you like the picture?
Yeah, I like the picture.
I put your real
name. I like every one of my pictures.
Okay, no, but this one is amazing.
I honestly...
Yeah, but this one, look. You can see, guys, now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think that because I've been in the entertainment for 20 years.
Yes,
okay?
20 years from now?
20 years already. So there are thousands of pictures that have been taken of me. Thousands at events, shows, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I try to make every picture that I take because if not, you, after a while, you just take pictures and you just become in picture mode, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so me, why I
so
say that?
So I try to make.
I saw your charisma in this picture.
Well, I try to make.
I saw your
every
eyes.
Picture, I try to make a story.
Yes.
I try to make.
Yeah, I think this picture was for me. Was made
maybe
for,
it was
for
made
the
for
new
you.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Because it's you. You have, you know, the charisma, the charismatic face, and you look right away in the camera with your eyes. You know what I mean? Because I think I can see right away two different people. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Entertaining guys and the real guys behind. And both are amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a psychologist.
I don't think you hide behind a personage.
Okay, I don't try. I'm
you know
not
what
trying
I mean?
To do that. Yeah.
But I want both of them in the podcast.
Both of them are here right now.
Yes. Sue me, Baldy.
Sue me, Baldy.
Is it your
No,
it,
yeah, I like... No. It's called... you'd have to go see in the etiquette in the back.
Okay. But, so listen, let's start like why you always need attention in your life.
Why do I always need attention? You feel that
I need
attention?
Oh, yes.
Shit.
Yeah,
what makes you think
you want to impress your father or mother? You know what I mean?
But what makes you think that?
Because I'm the same than you. I need attention. Nobody do comedy show. Nobody go to a dinner, you know, the Suis Presque Parfait show, a big show in French, you know. You don't need to do that if you don't need attention, okay? What do you want to prove, or what do you want to achieve with that, you know what I mean?
That's a good question. I've never really had those kind of good questions before in an interview. It's a good thing I'm not drinking, actually. What I want to achieve, why do I need the attention? Well, I am working, right? So I'm not practicing, and I am not trying to get somewhere. I am working. Okay. The past 20 years.
Yes, but I talk about when you start.
Yeah, that's when I started.
Yeah.
Why you decide
to go in the entertainment business? You know what I mean?
Why?
Why you need this attention? Because you could do anything else. You know, you remember?
Good question, huh? I mean, I've always looked at it on TV, right? Okay. I've always, especially comedians. It was the beginning of Just for Laugh. I've seen it start from the beginning. I've watched all the shows that were on TV because I did not have cable.
Okay.
So I have no choice but to watch French TV,
okay,
right?
Okay.
All my life since I was young. My mom did not believe in cable. So all of the Just for Laugh that go through TV, I watch all of them.
It wasn't
Daniel Lemire,
yeah.
Yvon Deschamps,
wow.
Dominique Michel, Clémence Desrochers.
Wow. Old school.
I grew up with that.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So some are even transcript.
Yeah, so you know already when you're young, you want to do that.
I know that it's something that I like, but being Haitian and having parents that want you to become doctor,
wow,
it's not really an option.
Okay.
It's something that I wanted, it's something that attract me for sure.
So okay? Your parents want you become a doctor?
Every Haitian parents back in the 80s, 90s, they want their kid to become either doctor or a lawyer.
So did you
or infirmière?
So did you go there?
So you already here?
No, I know. But when did you tell them I will never be a doctor? Right away? Did you study a lot before?
Well, the first pick is doctor. The second pick is lawyer. The third pick is engineer. So the doctor was already out of the question for me, you know, because who are we contending with here, right?
Okay.
The second option was lawyer. I don't know. I never really told them, but I guess after getting kicked out of school, it was kind of
So you kick out of the UN, the college or the
university.
Okay.
University.
They kick you out at the university.
Yes.
Really? But you paid to go there.
Well, you know.
What did you know why they kick you out? Remember?
Well, yes, but I don't want to enter into too much detail.
Okay. So
it's nothing illegal. Weird.
When you said to your parents, "I want to be a comedian," how they respond? They ban you?
To this day, I've not really told them.
Really?
No, to this day.
But they know who you are.
The comedian thing, okay, like stand-up comedy. This is it's only been a year, okay, that I've been doing stand-up comedy. Hosting events,
okay,
and doing jokes at events,
yeah, yeah,
that I've been doing for 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
It's two different,
yes,
very department, I think, in my
yeah,
sense, right?
Two different muscles, but you still have the experience to go on stage,
yes,
front of people who don't care.
A lot.
So this is gold for
yes,
you.
Yes,
So maybe 1 year only in the world of comedy, mm-hmm, but 1,000 years of experience. It's why when I saw you on stage, I didn't know you just did 1 year. I thought you were a 10-year professional minimum, you know? The charismatic, you're so easy, you know? Because you know, open mic, it's very tough, but a wedding, mm-hmm, it's worse.
But you know
and
what?
You work in for the last 1 year. So you never told your parents where you find your money? Like, never. So if they watch this, they're gonna jump?
No, by now they know, they figure it out. I'm 42 now, I'm 41, right?
Okay.
So by now they kind of figure it out.
Okay.
But no, for the longest time I didn't tell them that I was hosting events or hosting shows. Or I used to tell them, but not really, because that's not really what they want to hear, right? What they want to hear is that, you know, you've become a doctor, man, or that you've become whatever. Yeah. And that
you have a brother and sister?
Yes, I have two brothers.
No sister. So it's three guys.
It was four guys with my dad at home.
So the two other brother are doctor?
No.
No?
No, they're not.
Do you know what they do? You know what they do?
Yes, I know what they do. My brother works in, he's in Calgary.
Okay.
Okay. And he works in, the petrol thing.
The petrol thing, the gas. The oil?
The oil thing.
He worked there.
He worked there, some kind of field.
Is it respectable for your parents?
By now they don't care anymore, right? It's more of a younger thing, right? Until you're 20,
until 25. You get out of the
exactly. House. It's more of a thing like that, but it's so strong that it kind of gets it stays in you
forever,
right? So
forever.
And my other brother, he works in the community center YMCA. I think he's the kind of the king of the YMCA community.
So this is respectable for the parents a little bit.
This was like the fifth. Like, you know, they say doctor, lawyer, engineer, infirmière.
YMCA.
Travailleur social. So
social worker.
It's something that, yes, my parents used to say, well, since we can't do nothing with you, you'll be a social worker, I guess. Right? So that's like the bottom of the bottom. Me, I used to take calls at Rogers in the call center.
Okay.
So I was like...
I told you, this guy's amazing. Okay, but all your life, like you said, it stay in the head.
Mm-hmm.
All your life, how many times you try to prove to your parents that maybe I'm not a doctor, but look who I am. Did you know what I mean?
They're Haitian. They don't care, man.
They don't care. I know they don't care, but you care.
That they don't care.
You want the respect of them.
Yes and no.
No, not anymore, because you're an adult, but you know, when they told you that to 15, 16, 17, 20, mm-hmm. 21, 30, you know what I mean? Now you're 42, you don't care. But me, that was the same thing. I want to prove to my parents, like...
No, I don't have that thing where I want to prove something and
never.
I want to show my dad that,
no, never.
You know, I will make it!
Never?
And, no, man.
So why?
It's not a thing for me.
So okay, but for who? If it's not the parents.
For me, because I like it.
Yeah.
It's because
not the girls, not the friends.
The girls. There is no girls in comedy, man. There is no girls in. It's not like girls are jumping after me after shows.
No.
No. No. No.
Because you're beautiful.
I know. You know. But you know.
I know.
They get sometimes maybe intimidated. They feel that, you know, this.
So
bigger than nature thing.
And I think you take how many years to find your purpose and you know in life, because you made a lot of jobs.
I was 18.
The first
when I found the purpose.
18. It's not bad.
18. Where? I was basically I could not go out before, right? It was forbidden to go out. I could not go to club. I could not go to dance. I could not go to parties. Yes, we had activity, like familial activity. I'm still continuing to talk.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there. I just want to be sure.
So we had activities.
Yes.
And, oh, you have something there. Wait.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not eat the pizza.
See?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. What was I saying?
18 years old.
So I could not go out. Okay. So then I got into Grasset. Right?
Grasset?
Yeah, Grasset. The CJ. It's a CJ.
Okay.
A private CJ.
Okay.
So then I start to explore the world and going out and go to shows and events. And I saw that hosts were usually very bad. Right? So I started to call events, because before there was flyers. So I would call the flyer, tell them I'm going to host their event for free, and see what happens. And it worked. So the first time that I did it is that time when people were screaming my name, go there. It was crazy. It was like that. And right there, I knew that I wanted to do that. I continued. And since that day, I've kept on calling flyers, offering them my service.
Promoter.
The promoters would put their phone number on the flyer back then. So I would simply just call them, hey, hi, my name is Goofy. I would like to host your event for free. What's up? And either they had already host or whatever. Some said yes, and then maybe after I'd done, maybe it took six or six maybe events that I did for free, and then since then I've been hosting events every I'm not gonna say that every week, because there's on and off weeks, but an average of yes, every week.
So so what kind of event you host? Any kind?
Any. You have no idea, man. Anything.
So what is your worst event
you did? There is never worst events for me.
Okay? No. Okay, it's my fault.
But let me tell you why first, before you ask the question. Because when I host, okay, people, they give me money to host their event, okay? And it's a lot of times they give me hundreds of dollars to host their events, sometimes even thousands. So my job is to make sure that this event is not boring, it's not crappy. So when you say what is the most crappiest, there is none.
No,
because my job
is
to make sure that even if it is crappy,
I
will make sure it's good.
But remember the worst event you went there, you said, wow, what am I gonna do with that, you know? Because you said you host thousand of event, you know. Sometimes it could be a fight in the jello, you know what I mean? Or stripper, you know, you know what I mean? You did all of that.
I did all of that.
So what was the worst? You said, I can't believe it, I'm gonna host that, you know?
There is none.
Not you. Not the way you host. The place you went, like I told you, jello fight.
The most interesting, let's put it this way.
Okay, interesting.
There's so many of them. I came back 3 weeks ago from a wedding that I was hosting in Florence, Italy.
No way.
Yeah, normal.
Wow.
It's
so me, man.
Yeah, normal. What are the events? I've hosted events.
But let's go there. Let's go there. Yeah. So you just came back from?
It was a cruise. Yeah, you know.
Wow.
It's a party of 120 something people, and they're getting married in Florence.
And they call you
in during a cruise.
Wow.
Okay, so we are going on a cruise for a week, and when we get in Florence, they're getting married, basically, and I'm hosting that reception,
the party.
Yes.
Wow. Are you proud to be where you are now?
Am I proud?
Yeah.
Pride is not really something that I think that I have too much in me. That I guess that's why I'm doing that, right? So pride for me is not... Am I proud? It would really be weird to say no, right? But let's say I've... for me, it's just a job.
Just a job.
It's just a job.
No,
when you go to work after
no.
9 to 5, right? When you go home, are you proud of your day at work? Not
really. Me, yeah.
Yeah, your 9 to 5 work job.
I don't have a 9 to 5 job.
But for me, your question is like asking.
So for you, it's a 9 to 5 job.
It's a 9 to 5 job that I really like.
I didn't know. I thought it was your passion.
My passion. I've had a 9 to 5 job. This is my passion, and I've been making money with it a little bit. Let's not say too much, but just a little bit for the past 20 years.
Okay.
Now I don't have a job anymore. So this, my passion, has become my job. So it is a job. I approach it like a job, any job. I mean, this weekend I was...
It's a job, but you're your own boss, and it's the reason why they pay you is because you're amazing, because you work so hard. You know what I mean? I will not able to do your job.
Yeah, well, it's hard,
I mean?
Honestly.
It's
hard.
Oh, it's hard.
But I feel like a comedian, like a stand-up, is harder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's harder.
No,
because
you're right.
The text, you have to learn the goddamn text, you have to interpret the text.
Not just learn the text, you have to write.
Man,
you have to
write the fucking text.
Yeah.
The text, man, I've always been afraid of the text.
Yeah.
Forgetting the text, learning the text, writing the text. When I'm hosting, I'm just like, hey, what's your name?
Bob!
Oh, sign, call it! See, you know? So, that's what I like. That's why I'm hosting. It is my passion, but
now you
it
wanna,
is work.
Yes, you want to be yourself. Now, you don't want to be somebody they hire to host a wedding. You want to be Goofy the comedian.
Do you know how much money they pay me for a wedding, my friend?
Oh, yeah. I hope you charge a lot.
Well, here's the
thing. Because trust me, I would charge a lot.
Here's the thing. It's something that I really like to do. I say it's a job. Don't get me wrong. It's a job. I approach it like it's a job.
Yeah.
But I really like that job. And it's not the thing. I'm with people. I'm drinking all night. No, I'm not drinking all night, but you know.
You like to drink, eh?
I'm a friendly drinker.
Is it?
I don't have a problem.
No, it's not an handicap.
No, definitely not. Look, right now I'm not itching for having a drink. I mean, if you bring me a free drink, I will get it for sure.
Okay,
but
so you never drink before you start to host a wedding?
No.
You always do the wedding and after you drink?
No.
Oh no.
I start the wedding with no drink.
Okay.
So I'm fresh, clean.
Yes.
And as I'm going, I will take. Who knows?
Yeah.
But fish, that's professional. I stay professional. I will never go out of the. It's a wedding. I mean, wedding is it's classic. Families
but
are
you
there.
Don't, you don't just do wedding.
Wedding, bar mitzvahs. I do. I've done a 75th-year-old anniversary of a guy. His dad turned 75. They had a big venue for 200 people to celebrate it. They know it's going to be boring. It's going to be boring, man. They were going to be like, "Hey, we love you." And that's going to be very nice. But at the end of the day, for 5 hours or 4 hours that the service is going to be, it's going to be boring. Nothing is going to happen except like, "Hey, we love you, daddy."
Yeah.
So with me in the mix, going, "Hey, so when exactly. I say everything, it's really part."
So let's talk about that. Don't
get excited when you.
Yeah, because you listen to build a 5 hour hosting wedding.
Yeah.
You have to try a lot before you find the recipe. Do you know what I mean?
You know. Yes. Well, I have a recipe now. Obviously, it's a recipe that is ongoing.
Exactly.
Right? It's always.
But you have a activity game. You know.
Yeah.
Between the people. You know what I mean.
I don't do games.
You don't do games.
So. Unless there's something that you really want, like the shooting, you know. If you absolutely want me to do that, you tell me, and I will do it, and I will kill it. No problem. Yeah. But I usually don't do that. So the games that I will do is going to be like, Sebastien, I'll take 3 of your friends. Okay. Good body. Okay. Good body. Yes. You know, eh? And I go, "Guys, now is the time to help your buddy. You've been chosen because you give him great advice. Sebastian was supposed to come back at 11 o'clock tonight. He come back at 2 o'clock in the morning. His wife is pissed. He knows he's going on the couch for at least 2 weeks. So he calls you, buddy, on the phone, buddy, to know what to say to his wife." So anything that these guys are going
to
say.
If people start to watch the podcast now, they said, "This guy is difficulty in his head."
So anything that these guys are going to say is going to be funny as hell.
Okay.
Anything they say, anything. Okay. Like even if it's a lie, I'll say, "Okay, so if I understand correctly, you're advising him to lie." Good, on the day of his wedding, right? So it's all, it's not games or activities, but I will create moments
And the fun part is, you know, the first impression is always important. Eh? No matter, you know, how good you are, and the wall of wedding, when you arrive, you know, the first 30 seconds is the most important. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So can you show me the way, you know, before you arrive on stage, or maybe not on stage, on the floor, because sometimes they don't have a stage. You know what I mean? Your presentation. Can you show me?
The presentation.
When you arrive, you know.
Give you the punch.
Oh, you have a punch at the presentation?
Well, it's all it's a set.
It's
a set.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a set.
But show me the drive. Take the mic like you did. You know?
At first, basically, when I come in, because of the way I look, right?
Yeah.
I have dreads.
The way
I will have the glass.
Yeah.
I'm black. Very bold. I usually don't have a hat when I host a corporate.
Do you have glass?
Yes, for sure. Glass always.
Okay.
But I don't have a hat when I host a wedding or something corporate.
Okay.
Right? So this, man, is already like,
whoa.
What family is this guy in, right? Everybody's like, what? I get that feeling.
Why the bus boy is on stage?
So basically, everybody's on edge. Just the, my
yes.
simple presence and also and the way I dress. I will have a suit that's going to be colorful also usually. So my first, that's my first impression. Just coming in, everyone is like...
Wrong place.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And then I open my mouth.
Wow.
And that's when I get them right away.
How
right?
long do you stay there before you talk?
As long as I want. Sometimes weddings are always different, right? Sometimes they're late. Sometimes they need you to create time. So I always have to gauge. It's never the same. It's never as long.
So you go on, you go on stage. You don't talk. You said
I go on stage. Either I don't talk. I'll come in with my electric board. Also sometimes. So coming in with the board, right?
You saw him in life, he's always with this electric board. We're going to talk about that.
So coming in with my board, everybody's like, happy, and I'll pump them even more, right?
Oh,
so
God.
There's little, it's not really a big thing, it's just little things, or I'll be like, hey, hi, I'm sorry, you all thought that I was Will I Am, right? But I'm sorry, they did not have that kind of budget. I'm just goofy, well done. So these little things, that's how I will come in.
Yeah.
Then they go, oh shit, he's funny.
Yeah.
And also I did some TV, right? So there's always like a good 15 to 20%.
People recognize you from television?
15 to 20% of any crowd.
Okay, so let's go there, okay? Because I want to go to the comedy, but let's go there. Because I saw your YouTube channel, man, and you're the guy who start like everything before everybody. You know what I mean? You did everything before everybody, but
that's the thing.
And why you stop or why you did not?
Because I get fed up of this shit, man.
Okay, what is the fed up of this shit?
I get fed up of this shit because here's the thing. Like you said. And I don't talk about this often, except with my friends and my close friends that knows my real name, Dalek. Those are the ones that I will talk about this.
Yeah.
Yes, I've always done stuff like a couple of years before it becomes trendy. So by the time it becomes trendy or that by the time it becomes the norm, I've done it for five, six...
Oh, let's make a pause. Whoa. Thank you so much. Merci. Oh, it's a little bit of milk, sugar. Merci. Make some noise, buddy. What do you do?
I was looking if I have brought some rum, but I don't. I
merci.
Don't have.
So this is the Peroni restaurant. Do you like the Peroni restaurant?
Yes, I've actually hosted a wedding here.
You host a wedding here. Do you like the pizza?
Yes, the pizza was good.
You can bring the cookie.
Oh, yeah, there's... Oh, it comes with...
fresh cookie, look at that.
Fresh cookie?
Yeah, from... Yeah, fresh. They just made it.
Yes, okay, yes.
Yeah, no, it's true. You think I... Let's taste this one. Mmm, taste it. It's fresh.
Mmm.
I have a... Is it normal? semi-croquant. So
what were we saying?
They arrive, but before they arrive, we talk about... Okay, so Peroni, man, thanks to the Peroni to receive us, No BS with SB, with amazing guests. They do comedy here. You have to play there.
Well, yes.
You did a wedding there. So we were at the... where we were? Okay. So like I said before, Darlet, your friend, you said... the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. I always feel that I've done many
before everybody.
Before everybody, as you said on my YouTube. But you do it for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 9 years, and like the podcasting thing. You know how long I did that? I did the podcasting for 15 years.
I know.
Like online video, online radio.
What? How is avant-gardiste? How is avant-gardiste in English? You don't know, huh?
Before.
Avant-gardiste. Avant-gardiste.
Advance.
Gardiste. It's like you invent that.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say invent, but...
No, you know what I mean. You know.
But yes, c'est vrai que...
Joe Rogan started in 2006, I think.
Oh, I started in 1997, my friend.
Exactly my point.
And back then, yeah, it was called Montreal Underground. And that was... you saw the YouTube version. The YouTube version was... I think 8 years after we started the audio version, in 1997, back when Real Player, you remember podcast. Real Player, man?
Yeah.
Well, we were the first in Quebec that had a radio show.
Wow.
So that on you could click on Real Player and it would play for an hour and a half. And we'd be talking and playing music and receiving our guests and whatnot. And yeah, that was the good old days, man.
So why did you stop to do that?
Because good things comes to an end. Every good thing comes to an end. I mean, it's always a team, right? So it's never just me. There's always a couple of guys either with me, behind the camera, whatever. So after a while, man, especially if you're not making money. Yeah. So all of this that I was doing, you're not making any money off of it.
Passion.
And you have to be constant.
I don't make money now. But yeah. But you know what I
but
make?
But we are drinking and eating for free.
Yeah, look at that. Look the amazing guests I have, man. So happy. And let's I forgot that because the reason why we are here with YouTube channel is because you said that people recognize you because you did a television show.
Yeah, yeah.
So which television show you made?
I did the well.
So people recognize you.
There is what it's called, Un souper presque parfait.
So it's
a cooking show where well in English
dining,
it's called
almost perfect.
It's called What's for Dinner. In the other countries where this show
What's
plays,
for dinner?
It's called What's for Dinner. In France, it's Un dîner presque parfait. No, in France.
Oh, in French?
In France.
In France.
Sir.
Du beurre.
France. In France. In the country of France.
Pas du beurre.
No, du beurre. So beurre. They say Un dîner presque parfait.
Un dîner de con.
And let's drink to that.
Yes. That's barley.
And in Quebec, it's called Un souper presque parfait. I did it twice. I did it once, killed the show.
Whoa, you're too fast. You did it once, okay? You killed the show. Okay. Don't push that.
Okay.
It's very important. No, it's very important. I did not see the first, the show, like you said.
Yeah.
I saw the because the All-Star team, because you went to the All-Star team.
Yeah, the year after that, they asked me to do the All-Star.
Let's talk about why you went there. Why you decided to go there? Because the only reason I saw that, it's not for the $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, maybe for the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't sell anything after that, it's not for the exposure. So I think it's for the attention.
No, it's not for the attention.
No,
at this time
you don't like to be recognized in life. You,
I think
you
it's
love.
The shit. I love the shit.
Oh my god, listen,
bro, I love the shit.
We did a show together, okay, and we walk. Okay, and two guys stop us, okay, like it was Elvis Presley. Remember? Tac, buddy, it's you. I said, what's happening? It's like you run two guys and say, I want to impress this guy. So at 10 o'clock, stay there and do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like this
it
shit.
It was magical.
I really
man.
Like this shit. I could never, man. I could never be, je pourrais jamais me lasser of this shit, right?
No.
But when you say for exposure, no. I have stopped working or doing stuff for exposure at least 15 years ago. Now, why I do it, yes, I want to get out there because it transforms in sales. So the more you are present, and that's for me, right? And I think it's also universal. The more you are present, whether it's on social media or present to the most, to a vast amount of people,
that's a great exposure.
The more sales you will have. Now,
sell
when I went,
the sell of what?
Well, my job, well not my job, but what I do is hosting events.
Okay.
Okay, so people, they call me because their event needs a host. People are going to be sit down, it's going to be boring, it's a Christmas party, it's whatever, right? So they call, it's in their kitchen sometimes, there are going to be 10, 15 people. So they want this event to be nice. So by exposing myself, right, like that.
It was like a business card.
It was exactly like a business
card.
Did you
sell yourself a comedian inside?
No, I never saw myself really as a comedian. It's
because
very
now
recent.
You're a comedian.
It's very recent.
The next time you go there, you're going to present yourself like a comedian.
Yes, most likely.
Because you're a comedian.
Yes.
Not on stage.
But where I make the money.
In life.
But where I make the money
is
hosting.
Yes, I know
so
that.
So I'm a host.
You're a host. Oh, yeah. You're
so that's what
and
that's
you're,
what
you're,
I,
yeah.
I do comedy. Yes, I'm a comedian. But where I make money is emceeing, being a master of ceremony.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm pushing.
For now. Because I think your goal is to make the same money but in the world of comedy.
Yes, absolutely. You know what I mean? But it's also a work in progress. Huh?
Yeah.
The stage where I'm at right now as a host, it took me 20 years to do that, yeah, right? So yeah. Yes, now, I mean, people are calling me, they're offering me yeah. very good job and for a very good price, but it took 20 years.
I know.
And it's a work in progress.
But so. Yeah, but if I go to the wedding and I saw you all staying, I'm sure you're going to do a set of comedy. Now.
A set of wedding comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always had a set of wedding comedy. Okay. I've always had a set.
Okay.
I always, since... Maybe after the 10th wedding that I've done, I literally had a set. Now, a set of wedding, but as I call it, a set of wedding, it's obviously not the same set as a set in a bar or at a comedy show.
Did you try?
What do you mean?
Did you try your set wedding set in an open mic or a comedy show?
Of course.
I'm sure it's working.
It's the same. It's the same, but the words... are not the same.
Whoa,
right? So yeah, if I talk about a gangbang and my set on a comedy show, well, that set at a wedding is not going to include that gangbang part, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's going to be like a couple night.
It's going to be like French comedy.
Yeah.
From France.
Yeah.
Right? From France.
Do you do French comedy?
Of course, I am French. My main.
Yeah, but do you like to make people laugh in French, or you prefer in English?
Doesn't make a difference for me.
No difference for you.
For me, it's
and the reaction is it the same?
Honestly, because I'm so bilingual for so long, I don't see that it's not a thing anymore for me.
But your thrill inside, do you prefer to make people laugh in French in the thrill? You know what I mean?
It's easier in French.
Okay, yes.
For me, it's easier for me in French because I'm French, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's easier for me to do it in French. I can be more freestyle. In English, I have to write it and stick to the... I have to stick to my...
Yeah.
See how I'm kind of losing my word?
Right? Yeah.
But so in English, I have to stick to my text.
So do you realize you build a charismatic personage?
No.
You didn't? Because, you know, now because I know you, if I saw you with your bicycle, electric bicycle, you know, on the street, I will have an emotion right away. Like, oh my God, look at that, guys, it's Goofy! You know, why I do that? The only reason why I'm here, like, I do that is when I talk with my dog.
Yes.
Why you give that? Wow, you know what I mean?
You know what, I think I like the...
No, you don't understand?
Yeah,
that, because,
I understand.
You
attract.
I don't want to project. Exactly, but I don't want to insult you when I said you're not Eddie Murphy, okay?
Yeah, for sure, you're not Chris Rock.
Yeah. No, but you're Goofy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if you became a big star, you will never get out. Because you know what? People react like, oh my God, it's Chris Rock. Oh, it's Dave Chappelle. Oh, it's Goofy. And people love you so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it every day. I don't exaggerate. No, I get it every day.
The two guys who saw you,
they
lost or
they lost their shit.
Their composure. And their ego, like, I would not be too much. They forgot.
Yeah.
They say, oh, it's Goof. You know what I mean? It's like, You are so huggable, lovable.
I mean, I know you know that.
Yeah,
for sure. I try to be that. I mean, it's not something...
You are. You can invent that.
No, but also, I mean, I like people. I'm a guy that like to talk to people, to new people.
Yes.
I'm not going to say help people because if you ask me for $5, I'm going to be like, ah.
No,
if you ask me to buy your beer, man, I'll buy your beer. No problem, you know? So I like people.
You love life.
Yes, you have to,
because life's
a bitch, then you die, and you have done this all for nothing. If I die today, it was fucking great.
And it's why I'm so pumped you decide to come back in the world of comedy.
Yes,
because you deserve, and you have a place for you, you know that.
I'm going to have wicked shows, okay? So, in the past 20 years, I've done many shows where I did comedy. Sometimes they would invite me as a comedian. I would write something for a week, and then I go to perform it at this special event where there's going to be comedy. So that's how I was into comedy for the past 15 years. Not doing it too many times in a year, but still. So 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I said, okay, so I'm going to do bars, even though I don't like it. And I don't like the concept of bars. I see comedians, how they talk about it, how it's like a always shitholes. And so me, I'm always really doing shows where I'm getting paid $150, $200 to host a show. Why am I going to stress for 3 days to go in front of a crowd that the comedian themselves, they say, it's always hard. Yeah. So I took my courage. I signed up for Abreuvoir, right, for their feminine. That's 7-8 years ago, right? So I met this guy. So I'm going on. I arrive there. I get there, man. I've been repeating my set for a week, 7 minutes they gave me. So I get there. There was Mariana Mazzama. It was 7 years ago, right?
So she was new.
Nah, she was new. Better, more than new. There was two, three other humorists, and there is literally nobody in the assistance, like 4 people.
No way.
Because the week before they had they didn't do the comedy show, and then they're starting that weekend. So nobody knew. There's just nobody. So he goes, instead of doing 70 minutes, you guys are gonna do 3 minutes. We're gonna give you your money either way, because there's 4 people, right, in the assistance. So I'm like, shit, I've been preparing for a week for 7. Now he's telling me 3. So I go, Mariana Manza, she goes there and she rips everything, like where there's 4 people, and she's still killing the shit out of this stage. I'm next, I get there, man. It was the worst set that I've ever done, because I wasn't really
used. You remember what you taught?
I don't even remember. I don't think it was even funny. I did. From 7 to 3, I mean, it was
huge... 7 to 3, you just say, I warrior everybody.
Well, yes, I fucked up bad. And I decided that, and I decided that fuck this shit, I'm not doing this again until.
No way. Recently. So this experience, yeah, killing you.
Yeah.
Because listen, if he said because only 4 people there, you're gonna do more time, I would be more stressed than less time. Because 3 minutes is nothing. You go on stage, you can say who you are, one joke, and you get out. This broke you.
Broke me because I was so successful.
The ego, your ego.
Before that, you know, every joke that I've ever told has made people laugh. Whether it's on a show, on a corporate event, on a wedding, on a and then I arrive with all of this experience at an open mic, right, with amateurs like me. I'm also amateur, right? Yeah. And I suck so bad.
Yeah.
So yes, it was like.
But the concept of open mic, it's to not judging yourself when you bomb.
No, but when you are...
It's the only job, by the way.
Yes, but when you
accept that.
When you have the experience...
You don't have an open mic doctor,
yes,
you know?
But when you
today
have,
we're going to open this guy. Fuck, no, don't worry. It's an open mic doctor.
But you have the experience and you have the confidence to fuck up and then go to another one.
No,
but
no,
when
I
you
can't.
Start, man, this shit fucks with your head.
Yeah, but trust me. Jerry Seinfeld, superstar bomb.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's worse for him than you. Because
how many times have you? I have not bombed like a whole bomb many times in my life. There was this time.
And I don't think it's a bomb. You know why? It's an open mic.
Yeah, I understand.
You bombing for me. Yeah. It's like you said. If you go to a real show, people pay you.
Yeah.
And you bomb.
And you suck. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now you bomb.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
this is just
but it's important what you said, okay? So you get off stage and you're tough with yourself.
I was like,
what did you do? Did you drink?
No.
You go
on to the next one. Me,
what did you do?
A show is a show, right? So for me, a show or an event is an event. Once it's over, I forget it and it's on to the next one.
So
for the comedy, I just closed that chapter and said, fuck it.
You said, fuck it?
Fuck it.
Oh, for how long, fuck it?
I would say... Well, I haven't done a bar since January of this year.
No, we did together.
No, this year. So that's when I started.
Oh.
That's when I started back.
So 7 years ago, you said, I'm coming in the world of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the ego kills you. Not the open mic, not the Marina Mazza, not the... No. It's you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's inside. He said, you're too good to suffer here. And you believe it. You know what I mean? and 7
it
years.
It sounds like that.
No,
yes,
it's
it sounds like
the
that.
Ego,
it
the
like
ego
that.
Is strong.
It sounds like that.
So 7 years ago, why you said, you know what?
And also two of my friends were there, right? On top of that. So there's 5 people in the place. Yeah, two of them are my friends. Wow. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, it was no. One of the worst days of my life.
Wow. And you have so much experience.
And then 3 months later.
Okay.
Mariana Mazza become this huge comedian. And I was like, fuck
what?
This shit is not for me. Fuck this shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It was because, wow. You know, because again, I'm having so much success in different departments of stage.
Yeah, but not the department.
But
you
the
want.
One I want. Exactly. Plus, after that, I tried maybe also for what it's called. Le poste que personne regarde là, the channel that the
TV,
comedian coming to comedian becoming a comedian like
comedy club
yeah but it's
at,
like a concours it's like a concours
en route
vers mon premier gala. I try to do that
en route
work.
En route
and yes maybe it's
my
the
first
ego.
TV show
it's
no,
the
it's
ego
for sure it's
the
ego.
Yeah it's the ego because you call them because here's also the thing I'm coming with what I'm thinking, right, is, you know, goofy well done. You know, people, they see on the street and they lose their shit sometimes.
No, all the
sometime.
Time. All the time.
And,
all
and
that,
so,
eh? All the time.
Okay. So when I'm calling or to this comedian world, right, I think that I'm coming with, hey, I'm goofy well done. But this shit don't work in the comedian scene because they don't give a fuck. They don't know me. There is no, not connection, but there is nobody to introduce me. Most of the very, very vast majority don't give a fuck. So that's why it kind of started when I saw the opening with Bad Boy du Rire.
Okay, but so 7 years later, why you decide to come back?
Bad Boy du Rire.
Because you saw, but what is Bad Boy du Rire?
Bad Boy du Rire is like a, it's a group of comedians. And it's, they do open mics every Wednesdays. At Tea Agricole.
Yeah, but why you choose them?
Yeah, because the comedians that they have are more black, Arabic, Latinos,
ethnic show,
and also white that are down like you. You know, they're not like white, like not Javex white,
purple,
but you know, Somon white, right? You know?
Purple.
This was more. Not appealing only, but more, no, but not appealing.
You're less scared. You were
not
less scared.
No? It was more...
Chummy?
Comment je pourrais dire? C'était plus accessible.
Accessible.
It was more accessible for me that than the regular comedian scene that we all know.
White scene.
I'm not saying white scene,
yeah,
but
the ethnic show was there.
The
ethnic show with Abba and Preet?
Yes, but it's to me, it's mainly English, right? So,
oh, you're right.
And you know how there's two solitude in Quebec?
Yeah, so
that
boy is in French?
Well, it's Haitians that are doing it. They're doing it at a Haitian hall. Yes, they are accepting any comedian, whether it's French or English. But obviously, I will have more... J'ai eu moins de misère à aller voir... A Bad Boy du Rire and tell them, hey, what's up? I'd like to have a date. Then, and do it in French. Also, French is my main language. So, French, for me, so English, it's something that I have to be more.
So, you heard Bad Boy du Rire arrive.
Yeah.
How long Bad Boy du Rire was there before you make a decision to go there?
Well, you know, they
did
started.
You went there before?
Yes. Yeah, they did a gala first.
Okay.
I didn't do the first one. I did the second one.
Okay.
It turned out good. They have sold out events all the time, like 300-400 people.
Okay.
And then I started to do the open mic.
Okay.
That was in January. Again, I didn't like the concept of open mics. I didn't like the concept of doing bar or a small venue because what I am used to is always having 100, 500, 300 people in front of me. So it's not like a... I don't feel like I'm going down, but it's just, I'm used to that, right?
Yes.
So the bar thing, that's why I've never really done it. It was not something that I was naturally drawn to.
Yeah, but it's why I respect you because you, when we meet together and we go to the Grand Prix. Grand Prix is the worst place ever.
Oh, worst place
and
ever.
You accept to go on stage.
Yeah, for sure.
And you,
for sure.
You kill.
I try my best. You know, I try my
you
best.
You kill.
I try
You're
my
not best. Supposed to kill, let's see. You're supposed to bomb.
Well,
ah, you kill, man. It was, and I saw the potential, man, of who you are.
You're going to make me blush now, all right, love.
What is blush?
Blush, like rouge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're already red, man.
Yeah, well, look.
Hey, it's time to change your glass, man.
Wait. You know? Because now we're going to get more personal.
Less.
So
this is personal. Whoa.
Yeah, this is the personal glass.
No, because listen to me. I'm not scared to tell you to say to somebody else you're amazing. You know what I mean? Because you know, it's a competition, but not a competition.
No.
I'm happy if you have success, and you gonna have success. You have success.
I don't know. I try to not think about that too much because you know Ralphie May?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to a comedian event. It was on the comedians in Montreal, and it's Abba and Preacher organized it. And we just talk about, you know, they were trying to school the newbies like that we are. So this the one thing that I got from it is listen to the Ralphie May show. It's something where he tells people how to be comedians. And basically, Ralphie May said, this business is going to break you. Okay, it's hard business. It will break you. If you're a woman, it's even worse. I give like all the whole thing, like for an hour and a half. It's really great if you can get it on YouTube.
Send me the link.
It has helped me with my ego.
I'm gonna put the link, guys, in the description if you want to see more about what you said.
Anyone that wants to be a comedian, especially if you're starting, Ralphie May. Look, he's gonna put the link. But
he died, by the way.
I think that's why the video is all online. No, the video is completely online because it's kind of a course that he's giving.
Yeah,
and he says it. The business is freaking hard. Yeah. First of all, it's going to crush you, crush your heart, crush your
ego,
soul,
ego,
crush your ego.
Yeah.
You're going to be very good, but it's not about necessarily even talent. It's a bunch of things.
Why do you think I do a podcast? You know about that?
Yeah. Because
we need that.
Yeah, well,
we need in Montreal. It's important to recognize talent people in Montreal. You know, it's not only just for laugh. You know? No, because people think in Montreal just for that.
We exist.
We are behind, but we're there.
It's a bit the same thing that I'm doing with the TV shows, right? The Super Parce que Parfait, when you ask me why I did it, it's not necessarily to be recognized.
Way,
it's to make more sales. Being there,
okay,
there's 700,000 people watch it.
Many people called me
okay, after
Exactly. Yes. So the first time you have
friend. So many people call me. What do you mean?
Did you have manager and agency?
No, I don't do managers.
But nobody never approached you?
Managers, agency.
Nobody approached you ever?
No, I don't.
Never nobody said, I would like to be your manager?
At the stage where I'm at, I don't need it.
Okay.
It's not that I don't.
I respect that.
At the stage that I'm at right now, I don't need it. Now, I work with many agencies. Many agencies call me to host events.
They took 15%.
I don't even offer any percentage of whatever. People, they just call me because they need me.
Oh.
Right? So, if an agency calls me, it's because they need a host. So, they will say, this is the price.
Okay.
I will say yes or no. Whichever if they are taking 15% or whatever.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't care.
Honestly,
I don't care. Okay. If you match my price, it's all there is. And to come back, I'm sorry to cut you, but the Sweet Cut Parfait
thing. Yeah, yeah.
When I went there, yes, I went to win the $2,000,
but
my main focus, yes, it was to put me out there all across the province, and it worked. Because after that, many people sent me a message on Facebook or called me or Messenger or Instagram to host events, weddings, bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Someone even asked me to host the 18th birthday of their daughter in their kitchen. Okay, so I got many contracts because they stay with me for a week, right? For 5 days, they see me.
For the people who don't know the TV show, it's five people. Every people receive the four other at their home, and they make food like an entree, the main food, and the dessert.
Yeah.
And the people judge the five people judge with a plate of like one of ten. And
it's called What's for Dinner.
Yeah, What's for
Dinner. In English, the English is.
And he won $2,000.
No, I didn't win nothing.
Oh, the first time.
The first time I arrived second.
And so you didn't win, but you went to the because the charisma.
Well, basically they do a survey online. Oh. For the all-star.
Whoa.
Right? So the year after that, there's always an all-star show.
Okay.
From the previous season, the five people that you like the most. So I was one of them. And it allowed me to double my price, man. So because so many people, I saw it. And also, it was a very good show. I think I put up a great show.
The first one or the second?
The first one.
But the second one was magical.
Well, the first one, they passed it like every 3 months. Every 4 months, it's on TV.
The machine to make oils?
Yeah.
Can you explain this?
No.
You put water.
On what?
The machine to make fry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to show you how to know when it's ready. And you put water and it's ready. I laughed so hard, man. But you know why you lost, huh?
Why?
Because you did not make the dessert.
Here's the thing. The dessert or my sauce, I think it is.
Are you agree?
No.
You did not make the dessert. You should lie.
Oh, the dessert.
At the end.
Here's the thing. When you lie, I would have maybe win, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
No, but you don't.
Why there is 700,000 people that will know I lied.
I know, but why they know it was not? It was you did not make the dessert. You told
what
them.
Dessert was that? I don't even remember.
What chocolate, the brownies,
directly on the table?
No, the table was the you put some orgasm.
Yes,
But everybody, when they judge, they said, if the dessert was...
Yes.
I said, why they know that? Because we don't see...
Here's the thing.
You said, I did not make the dessert.
Here's the thing.
You know what I mean?
I understand that. I made it on purpose not to make the dessert because it takes time. I'm going to fuck it up for sure, most likely.
Okay.
Whichever it is. Dessert is not really my thing and I don't care about dessert. So, I wanted to make the dessert more of a show than a tasting feast.
It's why you finish
so
again.
Buying the thing, because I would have finished maybe third, because it would have been disgusting.
Why people know that it was not, you did not made it?
Because you can see it. They asked me, I think, and I say it. I mean, and here's the thing why I say it, is because I could have said, yes, I made it all.
Yeah.
It would have passed, and I would have won.
The crowd will,
so I win $2,000. Yeah. But then, I generate as much sales
you're right.
in the field that I'm looking for, like weddings, bar mitzvah, I say it a lot because I like it, but first communion, these are some very serious things.
Yeah,
that,
excuse me, it's supposed to be 2,000?
Yeah.
I lie, it's 1,000.
Yeah, I say,
next time, don't lie with the dessert.
Yeah, you know?
So, they call you back to do another TV show?
Yes, there's actually another TV show that's coming, I think in the fall.
Okay.
It's called, I forgot the name.
Okay.
It's going to be on V.
It's beautiful.
It's my ex.
Date with your ex.
Date with my ex. Oh. So one of my exes called me.
Wow.
Okay. She wasn't a superstar when we used to be acquainted. Tu comprends ce que je veux dire?
Yeah.
Acquainted. Okay. now she's famous. So basically they asked her to do this show. And her first boyfriend said no. Second boyfriend said no, and I was the third on the list. And you know I'm chasing the clout.
Yeah.
So I said yes, it's gonna be, I've already taped it. So it's gonna be a fucking,
it's already taped?
Yeah, it's already taped. It was taped this
summer.
It's fucking funny, man.
Okay, so let's talk about the future.
Yes.
So now you're back in the world of comedy. Me, I don't understand why you don't have your own night with your face on the poster, like Goofy and Friends, open mic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it something you thought about that?
Yes, for sure. I'm lazy, man.
Okay.
I'm lazy. I'm a host. I'm a comedian. I'm an artist. So what I like to do...
Because you're a host.
You could host
your own...
For sure.
And I will be there, you know me?
If all I have to do is to step on stage and be like, hey, mesdames et messieurs,
Bordy!
Okay, if that's all I have to do, yes, I'll have my night every night. But having your night, there's a lot of organizing to do.
Yes.
Promotion.
Yes.
Sal.
Yeah.
Not take necessarily tickets, but you have to, entice people to come every week.
But you can work with Sid.
I have other
shoot
to do. I have other shoot to do, my friend.
Okay.
It's really
not something you want.
It's not that it's not some. It's the workload that comes with it is right. not necessarily for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's something that I should do. It's just for me, the workload that come with that and the pressure that will come with that, I mean, I don't need it.
So what is your plan for the next year in comedy?
My plan in comedy, now that I've listened to Ralphie May, go check the video. I'm trying to do as much open mic as I can. I'm trying to getting it in, and I'm trying to kill every single one. You said you're supposed to die at that other place. I'm trying to kill everyone. I'm not trying shit. Okay, for this first year, I'm not trying nothing. Not nothing new, but I'm going with everything that I know is the shit. I want to make a point. I will be on TV in a couple of months.
Yes.
Back on like main. Come on, appelle ça main. La grosse TV, là.
The
big thing.
The plasma.
The big.
The 60,
channel.
The six.
Oh. The real TV channel.
The TV?
V.
V.
But wait, the show I just told you about.
Yeah, it's on V.
Also, I will have a new ad for.
What is that? A commercial?
Oui, commercial.
You made a commercial?
Well, you know, avec IW.
No, A-W. Yes.
Oui, A-W. I will be the new.
I saw you.
I will
Did
be
you
the
eat
new.
The hamburger?
Yes.
I ate
the hamburger outside.
It's you.
It's me, my friend.
Man, I did not recognize you.
It was me. I'm everywhere all the time.
Wow.
Like, I will have that ad coming through. In the end, you asked me that in the beginning and I've not answered. In the end, what I want.
Yes.
I want to have my...
You want Just for Laugh? Is that something...
I've been in Just for Laugh for 15 years.
No.
I've been in the environment.
Comedian, as a comedian.
I've been in many different departments.
I know. Comedian on
comedian
stage.
Comedian on stage.
Just for Laugh? Is that something... Zoo Fest? You know what I mean?
I've had already 2 one-man shows. Okay? I wasn't even half good as what I am now. But I've already done it twice alone. Made all that money.
Yeah.
Didn't have to give it to no one. So I like auto-production.
Okay.
So in the end, I will have my own show, one-man show. I want to rent a hall. I want to have 2,000 people, 1,000 people. I want a big,
because
big
have,
old shit.
You have a big following, yeah.
But at the end, what I want
so it's
is
gonna be
my,
easy for you to sell the ticket.
I don't know. You know, I don't like to do promotion.
Okay.
I'm not a promoter.
Okay.
I don't want to be that guy. You know that's.
But you
promoting.
Sound like that. You know?
I know, but I don't like to do the work for it, right? So I have to just find a formula, basically, that works for me and a producer. And produce 1,000... If I bring 1,000 people in the hall, man...
So you, the next year, be better in comedy? Not promoting anything? Just focus...
By March, I think I'm going to have my own comedy show.
Whoa.
Like 1,000 people.
1 hour?
I don't count in terms of hour.
No, man.
Enough
time.
I can do an hour and a half.
Next March. You think you're gonna have 1 hour
for
killing
sure.
funny, and you're gonna rent a theater, or you're gonna find a producer?
For sure. And at the end of the day, I wanna have my own one man. No, I wanna have my own late night show.
Late night show,
like a David Letterman, like
on TV,
in like
French?
Ad lib. I don't care.
I went to Adlib, you know that?
What?
I went when
you were a kid?
No. They have a contest.
Yeah.
1994.
Yeah.
It was like the energy station radio.
Yeah.
And they said, you have to make something crazy if you want to win $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Adlib. I was not invited.
Oh, you just went?
I just went.
Hey!
They kicked me out so bad, man.
So basically, this is the type of at the end, why
do you think I did that?
To
I need attention,
you
like you, man.
It's not the attention; it's what I do.
Yeah, man, it's us.
It's what I don't look at it as looking.
No,
for
because
attention.
Now you're a star.
There are people.
No, now you're a star. But here, it's nobody know you in the sense like we want to know how you build this amazing guy. Everybody starts somewhere. You're not born
like that. I like to think yes.
You build that.
Yes, I like
you
to think
I mean?
That also.
No, I know, but nobody know that. You know, it's like Eddie Murphy was not Eddie Murphy, and when he's
when you talk about Eddie Murphy,
you know what I mean.
My one man, my real one. I've done 2, you know, fairly smaller, but my real one man show. I will have a red suit.
Whoa.
For sure, for sure.
Sue me.
For sure. Sue me.
No, I'm so grateful you came here and you're honest and you have so many goals and we're gonna see you on television, and you just said something amazing, a scoop in March next year, 2020.
In March 2020, my goal is to have, by March, maybe before.
Oh, don't push yourself too much.
Maybe before, hopefully, but the goal is to have, yes, my one-man show. And for me, one-man show, it doesn't mean that, I'm going to be for an hour. Hey,
no, you're going to invite friends.
I'm going to invite friends. Shit is going to happen. My set might be cut. Instead of doing an attract, maybe there's going to be a comedian that's just going to cut me off, kicks me out, do his set for 10 minutes, and I'm going to kick it. Because I don't like... have something, you know,
the time stress you, huh?
The time stress me a lot.
Yeah, like you have 3 minutes and you fucked
the,
up.
The
you
time.
Know, 3 minutes.
And
you pretend that if you did the 3 minutes, you will be Marina Mazza, you know what I mean? So listen, last question before you go. Do you think the expo are back?
Oh, they are, what do you mean? Do you think they are back? Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
theme
because
or the style?
The team. Do you think that we're going to have baseball again in Montreal? Do you think we deserve? Do you think Montreal is a great place to baseball?
I was there at the last fight.
Wow.
At the Olympic Stadium.
Wow.
Expos against Astros.
Whoa.
Okay. The last general fight.
Yes.
So I have the Expos tattoo in my bottom heart.
In your body.
In my body. Okay. I've been to Tim Raines. Inauguration into the Pantheon of the temple
French,
of the
Canada,
la fin de baseball, là. They gave him like a Pantheon.
Hall of Fame.
So he was introduced in the Hall of Fame. They did something here in Montreal. I was there as well. Okay, so at that place where you would never been able to come in, by the way, it was $1,000 ticket.
Whoa.
But for me, you know, I'm goofy well done.
Yes, exactly.
So at that place, it's like the intelligentsia of baseball that I saw all at the same time. Like everyone that is really into it and have money and is going for it. Yeah. And it was all for Tim Raines.
Yeah.
So I did not see no one that was younger than me.
Okay, you think the new generation will not...
I mean, the new generation is... I mean, maybe the style, you can keep it alive, that's for sure. The sign will never die. The colors will never die. Now, I'm bringing a team back...
A new stadium is going to be built in Griffintown. Did you know that?
Well...
Outside.
I mean, I hope it happened. The reality, do I think...
No,
I don't think it's going to happen. Would I invest myself... I don't even think so. No,
No beer, hot dog together in a stadium outside in Griffintown.
I think we have more chance of having a bigger team with maybe the impact than having a new team.
Okay, I'm
expo.
I'm happy you not say basketball.
No. Basketball, even less. But it's not that I don't want it. But I've seen.
No. You have to be honest.
I don't think that.
You don't think
that. I don't think the average Montrealer, or even the average Quebecer, that is 40 and less, is gonna want to go or even identify, and want to go and how much is a ticket to go to baseball?
$20.
It's only $20.
Yeah. And you have a bobblehead, and it's outside, you know, and it's you have the sun, you know, the friendship.
If it's $20, maybe they have something.
It's cheap.
But if it's like the Montreal Canadiens...
It's not $300 in the pit, you know what I mean? It's the game never stops, you know?
No, but it's long and boring.
No, exactly.
There is no action.
No, because...
When I watch it...
Because you don't like baseball.
I like baseball,
no, if you like baseball, you will never say it's boring.
I receive a ball in the middle of my face when I was young, so it's... I like baseball, but baseball don't like me.
Can I say something? I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you too, my friend.
We are lucky it's not drink. Because you don't drink beer, because we will kiss, maybe. You're amazing.
I try my best. You're gonna make me blush.
No, we are very happy, man. You decide to come in the Wall of Comedy. You will kill.
People will
love you, man.
Please,
you deserve to be here.
If I can send a message to all my white promoters,
You don't need to
book
do that.
Me.
You don't need to do that. You know why? You don't need to do that. Just kill. They're gonna find you, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man.
It's hard. It's hard. But I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
And don't give up.
No, no. I'm not going to give up this time.
Don't give up if you bomb in the 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Except Diego, sue me. Let's go drink beer, man.
Oui, monsieur.
Tabarnak.